Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're going to talk about popcorn today. This boy wrote this story. He said, "My dad loved popcorn. He loved a big bowl of buttered, salted popcorn with a couple of Stamen Winesap apples while listening to Amos and Andy during a long winter evening. The winter when I was six, however, we ran out of popcorn in the middle of a long snowy spell. Annie at Cooper's store, about a mile up valley, did stock cans of Jolly Time during the Great Depression, but certainly we weren't among the lucky few who could afford it. We and many of our neighbors were living on home canned food, apples and potatoes from the cellar, and illegal venison. Cash was almost non-existent, and most local commerce was on credit or by barter. So there was poor Dad stuck in the house with Mama and me, dead broke, muttering in the throes of popcorn withdrawal. But one morning he came to breakfast all smiles. He said to me, 'Son, would you like to take your sled out today?' Mama put so many clothes on me that I waddled penguin style. In the meantime, Dad fastened a wooden apple box onto my short, flexible flyer sled. The road, otherwise deserted, the only sounds that we heard were our own crunch of newly fallen snow under our feet. When I got tired, he let me ride in the apple box atop the sled. Dad told me which neighbor we were going to see. It was really less than 2 miles down valley from home. Dad had helped this family out by loaning them 10 cents. That was real money, not the cheaper tin money, which comprised most of the coinage circulating then in the Antioch Valley. But Dad heard the family that owed him had received some tin money, and he was willing to settle for repayment in that. It was part of a plan, he said with a wink. Fortunately, the neighbor was an honorable man and didn't quibble about repaying the loan. He also saw the advantage of repaying Dad's loan in tin money, which normally was discounted at least 10%. We were soon rebundled and on our way toward home. Dad was whistling and talkative on the way home. I sat in the apple box with my knees pulled up and enjoying his good mood. At one point, Dad pulled out the two aluminum nickels. 'Son,' he said, 'this nickel is for us, and this nickel is for popcorn.' And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.